This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. The forensic pathologist who performed the autopsy on Elijah McClain took the stand in the trial against the third Aurora police officer charged in McClain's death. Dr. Stephen Cena amended his autopsy report after reviewing body camera footage of McClain being injected with ketamine.
This level of ketamine shouldn't have killed the average person, but based on the video of him getting it and being almost dead a minute and a half, 2 minutes later, it did.
That fatal encounter with police and paramedics in 2019, two other police officers have already been tried. Two paramedics are set to go on trial in November. Eastern Colorado residents are concerned about Xcel Energy's new transmission line project. CPR's Molly Cruz has more.
Residents packed the Elbert County Fairgrounds for an open house the utility hosted to answer questions about the 600-mile power pathway project. Charlene G. lives on 157 acres in Elbert County. She doesn't think that residents should have to sacrifice land for utility customers in Denver or Aurora.
We get nothing from this, nothing, except for the big, huge 150-foot poles.
The open house was the final community meeting that the utility giant held as part of the county permitting process. If approved, Xcel says the route will break ground in 2025 and take 2 years to finish. In Kiowa, I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
A new rule could accelerate Colorado's shift to electric cars. Air quality regulators are holding hearings this week on a plan to require car makers to sell 80% zero-emissions vehicles in the state by 2032. Colorado's proposed rule is similar to one in California, but for now does not follow California's requirement for 100% electric car sales by 2035. Interstate 25, just north of Pueblo, is open again in both directions after a fatal train derailment and bridge collapse this past weekend. The southbound lanes reopened Wednesday. The northbound lanes opened again late yesterday. Investigators say a broken rail line likely caused a coal train to come off the tracks, which happened before the bridge collapsed. A semi-truck driver was killed. This is CPR News.